This is GQDN for Friday, July 14th, 2023. Happy Friday, everybody. We made it to the weekend. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest and by patreon.com/thegroupquest and also by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some PlayStation goodies coming soon. And a bunch of Xbox news that goes with Starfield. Maybe a little bit of a Diablo Immortal news as well. But today, I did say Xbox, right? Well, this is going to be a co-article from both Eurogamer.net and PlayStationLifestyle.net. And they are saying that, one of these senators did praise the FTC because they are trying to fight the merger. And that was Elizabeth Warren, and it wasn't giving up its fight against the Microsoft Activision deal. But according to Eurogamer, the motion was denied. Now, Reuters did report that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is going to be hearing the case, but the FTC is trying to push back because it's arguing that it failed the court case judge too harshly, and that's what Judge Corley did due to the FTC. Now, that said, Representative Kevin Kiley did talk to Khan via IGN, quote, "You seem to be losing quite a bit, and I don't say to be disrespectful, but these are, after all, taxpayer funds. The court not only rejected your assertion of a likely anti-competitive effect, but found just the opposite. The recorded evidence points to more consumer access, so why should Americans have faith in your judgment when this Biden-appointed judge says you're so far off the mark?" So what Brad Smith did say, quote, "We're disappointed that the FTC is continuing to pursue what has become a demonstrably weak case, and we oppose further efforts to delay the ability to move forward. So we shall see what happens." But with that, Engadget.com is saying that the UK is extending the Microsoft Activision investigation by about 6 weeks. So that's exactly what they're doing, because the CMA did give itself 6 weeks added on to the time, and they will be considering the Microsoft, quote, "detailed and complex submission," unquote, that would argue for the merger, which means they'll have their decision by the August 29th. So will it be earlier? We shall see. That's why we got our eyes on it. Now, GamesRadar.com did say that the Starfield devs would like to answer your questions, but only Todd Howard could talk about the game. So the senior designer director, Emil Pregliglio, did take to Twitter, so that way he could answer some questions from the fans. He said, quote, "I know this isn't what any Starfield fan wants to hear from me, but I feel like I need to make this clear. No one other than Todd Howard himself is authorized to talk publicly about unreleased game info. That's the job of our PR marketing community folks." But he also did say that he was, quote, "humbled by your anticipation of Starfield." But he also said that he couldn't answer almost all the questions because he put it at 99%. Because he also said, quote, "I signed an NDA. I'm a professional. I don't want to get fired." So with the NDA, he can't say anything. So we'll see what happens. Because Xbox did expect Starfield to sell 10 million copies on PlayStation 5. But they said, nah, it's worth more as an exclusive. So, once again from GamesRadar, that's exactly what they were saying, because Microsoft did estimate 10 million copies of Starfield would be sold on PlayStation. And that was done on yesterday's court release finding because of the FTC versus Microsoft Activision deal. So, that too is very interesting. But that's quite the gamble that they're trying to make there for Microsoft. And they did believe that Starfield would get enough people to buy into Xbox and Game Pass just for that game. we're going to take a break from Xbox here for a bit, because IGN was basically talking to EA, and they said that EA wasn't worried about the player faces, but the in-game visuals will be, quote, amazing. In fact, in an interview with IGN, John Shepard, the vice president, executive producer at EA, was talking about the game, and he said, quote, "The amount of licenses we have in the game and doing something like that, even to begin with, to have that many players on a cover is no easy feat. And the amount of approvals you then need to work through is also highly complex. I don't want to dwell on that, but a big part of it's working through a lot of those pieces. The key thing is, and I think it's really important, is we're doing so much to improve player likenesses. Our visuals are going to be amazing. We see the feedback. We also see tremendous positive feedback as well as about the cover and what it represents, also what it means for FC going forward." So, they did have a little bit of gameplay trailer to it, but no release date just yet. At least that's what we see. Alright, so now if you play Diablo Immortal, ESTNN.com did say that the Blood Knights are now available, and they do give some things about what you could be looking forward to for Diablo Immortal, including Shadowblade, Batswarm, Bloodletting, Abomination, Crushing Fist abilities, Spit, Mephitic Cloud. In fact, what Pian Yao did say, quote, "It's very thrilling to finally introduce the Blood Knight to Sanctuary. This vampire class brings dynamic and hybrid melee abilities, giving players a choice between physical attacks and blood magic, or something in between. We can't wait to see what they'll be capable of making players with this new skill kit." Now, we got a little bit more about Xbox and the Game Pass, because BGC247.com did say that, well, Game Pass can make up for lost sales because of Starfield and Indiana Jones. So maybe I should have included this on the Starfield story, but I do apologize for that. Because within the court findings, they were talking about not just Starfield, but they're also talking about Indiana Jones. But the FTC says that Microsoft can, quote, offset losses incurred by taking ZeniMax games exclusive through upside to Game Pass and increase console sales. So yeah, we'll see. Now, keeping with Xbox a little bit longer, AntStream Arcade could be coming to Xbox consoles. This comes to us from ESTNN, and this cloud gaming service that is dedicated to retro gaming could make its debut on the Microsoft platforms, and that'll be starting on July 21st, 2023. So this will be the first third-party cloud service that will launch on Xbox One and Xbox Series X and S. Now, the subscription itself will cost $30. The lifetime subscription will cost $80. And there will be, as I said, new games every week, and they got a bunch of games with it. Too much to say here. So, yeah, go ahead, take a look. While you're that, you can look at the PlayStation Summer Sale, and that starts on July 19th. What's going to be in it? Well, we don't know right now because it's not July 10th yet. But you will have some game discounts, and some of the titles will be leaving the sale early. So you might want to get there on day one. Hungry? Well, we'll stick with the PlayStation Pasta, because GameSpot did say that you can get some PlayStation Pasta at a British online supermarket called Osado, and they got the news from Eurogamer. So, circles, squares, X's, triangles, and you make your noodle soup. I could do like a lasagna, possible, spaghetti type O's, homemade SpaghettiOs. That's an idea too. Anyway, this is a Dawn Forge production. twitch.tv/DawnForge tomorrow at 5:30 for the early show. Well, basically hear some music, and there'll be a lot of news to go over, because yes, we took a week off, and oh boy, I might talk a little bit about vacation. And GQ2 tomorrow will be very, very interesting. You have to become a Patreon to listen to GQ2. Anyway, enough of my rambling. Time to go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow, live on twitch.tv/DonForge.